I will need you to make a copy of it. Well, I can mail it later. This is the text. I made it out. I didn't sign it yet.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We can call the meeting to order at 9:01, and all board members are present. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll second it.
Any opposed? Okay. Public comments for non-agenda items. Does anybody have any comments they'd like to make?
I better check what's on the agenda. Have you got something on here for rent for... That Bill was going to say, is there something in here for the roads?
Oh, yeah, there's stuff for the roads, yeah. We'll be talking about roads.
I was curious, did we report the theft of that check?
I told Oscar that he's the one that needed to go down.
Yeah, but it was our check. We should back it up. See, nobody ever wants to do anything. I don't understand.
I do.
You have to know what to do.
He has to report it.
He's got to report. He should report it. The sheriff's department, the post office.
Yep.
That's what I told him.
And then we need to back up because it was our check.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so frustrating.
Unfortunately, it wasn't cash, so we have no loss. We don't have any...
Yeah, but they've got to have him on.
But exactly, that's what we tried to tell Oscar was doing.
That's what I told Oscar. I said, he asked if I thought anybody would know who it was. I says, you need to go to the bank.
The bank has a picture of him.
And they'll have a picture of him. Right. And then I have I still have the check, and we'll make sure we can take care of it. But he has to take the ball. We can't.
No, there's nothing you can do about it.
We can't do it. He has to do it. We can just back him.
I suppose we could try. I don't know if it would do any good, but we could.
It wouldn't hurt.
Because it would have been fraud against us if they had cashed it.
Right.
So it was attempted fraud.
Right.
But unfortunately, with our legal system, they don't do anything anyway.
I know. They just go.
Yeah.
Really, nothing ever happens.
Oh, that was just bank fraud. It's just a homeowner association. They can afford it.
I mentioned it.
That's how they look at it. Yeah.
I mentioned it to our mail person, but he can't do anything about it.
No.
Either. And the supervisor down there does nothing, so there was no sense in going to her.
Yeah.
She won't do anything.
Okay. Would anybody like to approve the minutes for the regular meeting of October 12th?
I will.
I'll second.
Any opposed?
Okay. I'm waiting for Gene to wake up and say, if you will.
You're doing it. I'm sitting here. It's fine.
Reports of
officers. We're working in tandem.
Yeah.
Reports of officers and directors. Does any of the officers have anything that they would like to report?
I'm just reporting that we need to get off this check for the county for our taxes, and I'm ready to send it out. I need to make sure it's okay to send it out. Do we need to vote on it?
No, it's a normal monthly bill. That's an every year bill.
It's
a normal bill.
I didn't want to send it out without.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right. I don't blame you.
Yeah, that's a regular bill, so that one's no problem.
I just want to report that I'm very unhappy with the phone situation. We've had it since August. We've had 5 calls from members, and the rest of them have all been that Oriental robocall. And it's eaten away at our prepaid.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I was getting that same phone call on mine for about a month and a half, 2 months, and then it finally, it just quit.
Well, it hasn't yet.
So,
and now,
no, I think they're doing that area code that our phone is in, that's the area code they're attacking.
And
right
I think
now.
I told you they finally wised up and they're actually giving an English translation. It seems we have an important document that needs to be solved.
Oh, we are. I'm getting them too.
Dan that works here, he's getting the same calls on his phone, and he said they just started that English translation. And what they've also started now is that they call and it goes straight to voicemail. They call right back. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, if you get a second call from the same number, it must be important and you answer it.
But so that's what they're just leaving it on the voicemail, which eats away at what we've paid.
Yeah, so but if you get 2 voicemails back to back, they're doing it. That's what they're doing now.
And also, I know you explained it, but why did we get a number with a Virginia area code?
It's actually up north, Northern California.
Okay, that didn't
answer. But it doesn't have any, that's what AT&T assigned. When you ask for a prepaid phone with AT&T, mm-hmm. you can request your area code, but they're going to give you whatever they give you. And that's what it says and that's what they give you. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, really?
Yep, they just give you whatever area code that they've got a whole lot of extra lines on. That's what they are doing. And up north, you know, it's kind of rural, so they've got lots of extra lines.
Well, it's crazy because when I Googled the number, which I always do, it says it's from Virginia. And it's I Google every number with that area code because it's all the same robocall.
Huh. Yeah, because when they gave it to me, that's what I looked up the area code and it said, I forget the city up north, but maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. And that's just what they assign. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. We can look at other alternatives.
It might even be cheaper to go back to that stupid little prepaid thing. We still got the number because I didn't throw it away.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing, though. Eventually, the robocalls will hit that one, too. The other thing we could do is go to that.
But it's unlimited for the amount. Because every time I get a call, voicemail, I get a little notice from AT&T. You have used up $1.25. You have used up 5 cents.
By the time the end of the month comes, that takes quite a bit off
right.
of our...
It does. So it's 6 to 1, half dozen to the other.
Exactly. The one thing that we could go to is that is an answering service. There's some of them that are fairly inexpensive. You get an 800 number, it goes straight to them, and then they email you with whatever the call is. Respond.
I guess that probably should be an agenda item if we're going to discuss changing the phone.
Yeah,
if I was a customer, I wouldn't like to have them. I like to get my answer right away.
Yeah, me too.
I want somebody to say hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can't afford to staff a phone.
Well, this is a recording.
Yeah.
But see, I've even gone to here. You know, I changed our phone system because the answering service that we had in Bakersfield disappeared on me. One day the phones just quit working.
Oh, well,
that was convenient. So I changed the phone system here so it has the auto attendant. So whenever anybody calls, they get the press 1.
Press 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's just got 1 and 2. Press 1 for the office, and if this is an emergency, press 2. And then if they press 2, it rolls over and calls my cell phone. Press 1, it goes to voicemail if nobody's here.
Yeah. Oh, and I went back and I listened to that guy's voicemail message again, and he did compliment us for doing a good job with the association. But we should fire the management company because they did such a poor job on the ballot.
So he couldn't understand
like
the ballot.
I would like to know what was the problem with the ballot.
He said it was the way it was put together was terrible.
I don't understand.
Which kind of pissed me off because we had an assembly line.
What would be better?
Did either one of you?
Well, I just figured.
We put them all together in order. You know, and then he had two lots. So I'm wondering if he was.
They don't have a solution.
He didn't really say. He just said the ballots, because he should have had two ballots because he had two lots.
No.
And maybe that's what confused him, is he had two ballots.
That could be.
That could be it.
You know, that could very well be. Why wasn't it just two votes on one ballot?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It was so much easier.
I mean, he was pleasant. He wasn't really bitching. Yeah. He was just giving his opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Give him kudos, because nobody else gives you their opinion.
Yeah, at least it's feedback.
It's
feedback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, we might want to just respond to him and say, can you give us more details on how we should change it? Thanks for the input.
Yeah.
How do you suggest that we change it?
Yeah,
you can actually find out what
And if we've got his email or address, we can just send it to him. We don't have to call him. You know, either way.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have his email. We just have his.
But I figure if we mail him something and say thanks for calling and letting us know, and please let us know what we could do different to make it easier.
Because we welcome all opinions.
We want feedback.
Yeah.
Oh, which is another. This is still under the secretary report. I got an email this morning about somebody wanting to join the Facebook page.
Yeah. I saw that.
I put page instead of group, so we're going to have to.
I don't even know.
Put in a little note in the mail.
See, I have to be taught how to join those things. I don't know how.
you're just resistant.
It's not that hard. It's just you have to know what to do. And it's just like I finally figured out how to put those dumb checks in there.
You go to Facebook search, enter the name of the group, and then when it comes up, you hit join.
Now, that sounds simple to you, but I had no idea that's how you did it.
She does.
Now you do. Because it will be private if I get a few more members.
You guys want a muffin?
Mark my ballot and then look at it, you'll wonder.
Take two. There's
Well, yeah, but it wasn't a problem that with the ballot. It was a problem if you were reading it.
Maybe so.
Having not read it.
You guys want a muffin?
I probably should have read it twice.
They go really good with you.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything to report?
Thank you. Did you offer, Mark?
Okay, that'll get us to the monthly financial reports and approved payments and expenditures. That's kind of the same thing, isn't it? Payments and expenditures?
I think we can,
we can shorten that.
Word.
Yeah, we can shorten that for next one. Okay. This board meeting is fairly early in the month since the first Thursday was like the second. So we haven't even received the bank statements yet, so they're not included in the financial statements. And of course, since we haven't got the statements, then neither is the reconciliations of the statements.
I wondered why.
So that's
skinny.
Yeah, that shortens it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes it a little more reasonable.
I can give you a balance if you want.
Okay, so what we do have is current year operating revenues and expenses versus current year budget, which is the same as we do every month for this, and there's nothing extraordinary as usual. The one thing that is in here, net income is minus $7,000 because we have quite a few lots that haven't paid yet. But of course, if you look at the budget, it's minus $43,000 for this time of year. So apparently, we haven't spent much either.
Well, we spent $6,800 on the road.
And then it shows we're over budget by
$36,000.
So how that works, I don't know. I don't trust the way this thing adds everything up in the first place. But through October, you know, our income is at $512, and expenses were $2,859, actually more than that. That's just... Yeah, a good portion of the expenses is what we wrote off of uncollectible back fees. Let's see. So I don't see anything that really jumps out as being astronomical. Then we have income and expenses for the checking and the reserve account. And pretty much most of it's all zeros with the exception of the $6,800 that we spent on the road. Everything else is zeros. So nothing was deposited for the month of October.
That's been included yet.
Right.
We have been getting checks in.
Right. They just weren't deposited in the month of October. And then we have the check register for both the checking account and the reserve account. So there's your balances. So the checking account's got $15,000 minus the $6,800, so $8,242.78 in the checking account now. And the reserve account's got $45,792.50.
That's only because the bank statement hasn't come in. Don't everybody panic.
Right.
We have money.
Don't panic.
Oh, we still have money. I mean, we've got over $50,000.
Yeah, but I mean, got a lot of
people. We don't have a ton of money, but we're not broke.
Well, a lot of people did pay in October.
Yeah.
But it's just not included in this because we haven't done the statement.
Right. Okay. Then we've got general ledger, which again, there's nothing real exciting. mean, for the most part, the general ledger is a waste of paper. Why they require a general ledger? No, because it's a waste of paper. I mean, it's just every single transaction. Well, you just did the budget that's got the transactions together.
It's double.
Do you need to know every single penny that goes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it complies with the rules. You know, the check registers are the most important thing because that shows you the money that went in and came, that went in and out. And that's what we have to approve is the check register because that's our expenses that we paid. The last thing is the accounts receivable aging. And so as of this morning, it was $12,807 in receivables still for this year. Total receivables, you know, most of that's uncollectible, is $27,000 because it's for lots that are multiple years in arrears that are never going to pay.
Well, we can only go back some years.
Yeah. But the one thing that kind of stood out to me, I looked back. Last year at this time, we had 64 unpaid lots. At this, say in November, yeah, the 1st of November, where this year we have 48.
That's good.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, no, I take that back. I'm sorry, 89 this year.
Oh, I like it better the other way.
No, it's 89 this year, so more, you know, 25 more lots haven't paid this year than last year. Although that some of that could be because we're behind on updating the bank account, so there's probably
because
been some that came in.
Yeah, the statement hasn't come in. We've got quite a few come in.
And they've got until the 15th. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Next meeting we'll probably have a whole amount.
But that just kind of stood out to me, that we just had a lot more that are paying later. Hopefully it doesn't mean they're not going to pay. It just means that they're paying a little bit later.
I think people were upset when we changed, did so many changes.
Yeah.
And went to, you know, in the beginning of this year. And they were confused, like the two lots on the other side of me. They get confused and they don't add it up correctly.
Yeah. They paid 2018 instead of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they thought they were doing.
A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that what you're paying in November is next year.
Yeah.
It's next year's assessment.
Yeah.
But when I was looking back, I also went back and looked at the end of 2018, we still had 48 lots that hadn't paid. And 22 as of the end of October hadn't paid 2018.
Yeah.
So that gives you an idea of how many lots we have that don't pay. It's probably right around that 22 number.
But
those are the ones that just never pay. Right. Those are the lots that are basically uncollectible because they're lots that nobody's ever going to do anything with and they just quit paying.
Well, I think a lot of them have been pretty much abandoned.
Yeah, that's what I'm, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're not worth us taking the lot. we still won't get paid, plus we'll have to pay taxes.
Well, I noticed that one lot on... Morgan, the sign is gone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I noticed that.
So
too.
I meant to ask Yvette if it had sold. Because she was asking me questions about was there a lien on it, and I said, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't rarely drive up that way.
Unless she's just a good realtor and takes her sign down, because they're supposed to come out every room.
But I've seen several new signs go up, so.
People are inquiring right now. There's people looking
at
lots.
It is moving, yeah.
People are still trying to get out of the city.
But that was something I was going to bring up. We send out information to all these people because they're on our list. And I think we need to start cutting down some of these people and not sending stuff. It's coming back. If it comes back...
But if we have return... If they, it comes...
Keeps back, coming back.
To sender. No, you're not supposed to.
Right. We don't have to send it out to the ones that are returned to sender.
Okay.
But even the ones that don't pay their dues, we have to send them ballots and all that stuff.
Well, we do.
Even though they can't vote.
Right.
We still have to send it to them.
But not the ones that haven't paid for years.
Yeah.
Them too?
Yeah.
So that it can come back?
Not if it's a return to sender.
Right.
But if they're able to forward.
But if they haven't paid, we still have to send it to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, but they can't vote.
I know you've got a...
It's a big waste.
It is. We'll be talking about a lot more waste when we get to the annual report.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, would anybody like to make a motion to approve the payments, the whole $6,800 that we made in one payment?
I'll second. I'll let you join.
Well, you're telling me I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Anybody opposed? Okay. That brings us to more fun. Discussion and possible action approving purchase of motor grader. We approved spending $15,000 to buy a tractor. When I was watching the prices of the tractors at the auction, they kept going up, and there was a motor grader not that long ago at the auction that sold for $20,000, which is the same price that the tractors were selling for. So I went ahead and hunted around to see what else was out there in the way of graders, because a grader is actually what we need. Yeah. A tractor would work, but it would be a lot more work. Mm-hmm. Where a grader is what we need to grade roads. So
yeah.
That's, and I found this one for $20,500 up in Goshen. I haven't had a chance to talk to him, but I just looked this morning and the ad's still there, so apparently it's still for sale. And this one actually has pretty good tires and stuff on it. I did look at a couple others. There's one in Madera, which is the same neighborhood, that's a Caterpillar motor grader, probably close to the same vintage, but it needed tires and stuff. This one here actually looks like it's in pretty good shape. We could probably operate it the way it is.
God, if we can save on tires for a while, that
tires is a huge expense on a grader.
Yes.
Yeah.
So with this one here, it'd probably last us quite a few years without needing a tire. And this one's got an enclosed cab, which is a...
That's a very big
plus.
Well, yeah, because you can use it in the wintertime to push snow, too.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Without freezing to death.
Yes.
So if we ever have snow again, we can clear the roads.
Well, in the summer, it's a good idea, too, because of that, the valley fever.
And this one's air-conditioned.
Oh, that's...
Don't know if it works, but it's air-conditioned, which means you can close the cab up and keep the dirt out.
Well, maybe stay comfortable.
So this one here was, you know, looked like it would probably suit our purposes quite well. And being at a dealer, you know, at the auction, we have to pay to get it hauled here. Being at a dealer, we may be able to get them to include delivery in the price.
Well, that would be good.
So, yeah. So again, just depends on what we want to spend the members' money on. But I think the grader would let us work on the roads.
People need to have their roads done.
I mean, we still need a way to get water on the roads, but at least the...
Well, this is a start.
And the advantage with a grader is, you know, we've always tried to grade the roads after the rains. But that depends on who can come out here and grade them after the rains. If we have a grader, it's our problem if we don't grade after the rain.
Right.
Because we can. We've got the equipment here.
That's right. Yeah.
So then we just have to find the volunteers that know how to operate it to go out there and grade right after the rains.
Or teach some people.
So. Mm-hmm. We can get some people up to speed.
I know there's two people here that know how to run those things.
Yeah. So it just seems to me like it would be better than getting a tractor. It'd be more. It'll do what we need to do more than the tractor would. A little harder to operate. It's a little bigger, so it's going to take a little more expertise to operate. But
what about storage? Where are we going to put it?
That's a good question.
I got a big lot in front of my house.
Well, and we've got some wide sections of road that aren't used. We can park it just about anywhere.
I've got a parking lot on my property.
Yeah, you do.
I never.
See, we can park it in a cul-de-sac. There's no reason we can't.
Well, besides the cul-de-sac. Besides the cul-de-sac, there's the lot that's on my property.
Yeah.
And
so I'm sure we can find a place to park it without too much trouble. No, the biggest thing.
Do we need a motion for the tractor? I mean, for this thing here, or the money?
We have to decide how we want to do this. Do we want to investigate this more and then bring it back to the board when we have something specific, or do we want to just budget a certain dollar amount and go find something?
Budget.
After you bring it back to the board again and everything, it's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Possibly.
Yeah. All right. Our luck, it will be gone.
Being that we want it. If we didn't want it, it'd be there forever.
Yeah.
But we really need it, and we haven't been able to grade for a couple of years. Number one, you can't find a grader in this area. Number two, we have to have higher water for it. and which we'd still have to have water with that, but we'd be able to do it after a rain if we had it here.
Now, one thing to keep in mind, California Air Resources Board outlawed all this equipment.
Right.
It's all illegal.
Okay, but we're not taking it downtown.
Everybody needs to be aware. They did outlaw all this equipment. There's an exception, though, to the rule, and that's that a private owner can use the equipment on their own
private property.
And that's, I haven't gone in and really dug into their rules, but I doubt it if they thought about our particular situation, because a corporation is a person. So we are a person. So we would privately own it, and it would be on the roads that are owned by the association. So it should fit that exemption.
Yeah.
So there shouldn't be any problem with us doing it.
I hate that word.
Yeah. But everybody needs to be aware that the Air Resources Board could come in here and say we can't operate it. But I don't think so, because I think we fit their exemption.
Yeah.
And I think that they wouldn't want the bad publicity that they would get if they did try to shut it down.
Oh, yeah. Would they rather have us leave the roads the way they are?
Exactly.
And fly all over?
So I think that we'd be in pretty good shape with it. I don't think we would have any issues. We can't take it and do anybody else's roads, but that's not our job.
We don't want to do that.
That's not our job.
No.
So.
Just 3312.
Yeah. And I think for just doing the roads in 3312, a piece of equipment like that will probably last us a long time.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to get used that much.
Once, twice a year.
Yeah, so it should last us a long time without a whole lot of work. So we were able to get it for $20,500, that's what they're advertising it at. I would try and get it delivered for that, because it costs about $1,500 or more to have it delivered.
Okay.
And then you got tax on top of that, so you got a couple $1,000 in sales tax.
But come to about like 25.
Yeah, about 22, 23, somewhere in there.
You said 25 that way.
That way if there's anything. Yeah.
And this one may not be there, even though it's advertised. That doesn't mean it's still there.
That's right.
So we need to set a budget that is realistic, so that we can find something else. Over in Madera, they have a Caterpillar grader. I didn't take a close look at it, and it was $23,000. There's stuff in the price range. So we just need to decide what we want to, if that's what we want, the direction we want to go instead of a tractor. At least the good thing with a grader is we can grade from the shoulder to the center.
That's right.
We can crown the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And a grader is a whole lot easier to do drainage off the side of the road than a tractor is. It's a lot more work with a tractor.
Yeah.
So the grader's got some tremendous advantages.
A lot of pluses.
And it'll do a lot better work on the road. Still doesn't fill in all the spots where we need base put in, but we got to start somewhere.
It's not going to fill in.
At least we can smooth things out as best we can.
Yeah.
Paved roads.
Yeah.
It'll do the dirt roads. Yep. But we have a lot of dirt roads.
Yeah, and more than our paved roads.
And this is something that I hadn't thought about, but you just mentioned with the paved roads. You know what the bid that we got from, Bowman Asphalt, that they had thought about doing was put a couple of inches of cold patch on the road and then pack it down to smooth out our roads and fill in the potholes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with a grader, we could do that ourselves.
We could.
Have to have the asphalt delivered and dumped on the road. We spread it, and then we have to have a roller that we rent to roll it.
Yeah.
And we could actually do our own paving. Because that's the biggest piece of equipment for paving right there, that and roller.
Yeah, right.
Not that we would ever get to that point, but it is possible.
You never know. Well, we might.
Or a small section of road, though, section, we could do pretty easy. Well, we could have a dump truck load of asphalt brought out, and we can spread it and pack it down. So
we mainly have to do Sand Canyon. Because I don't think the other roads.
It might be something that, in a year or so, when we have some more money again, we try and just have a load of asphalt brought in and see how it works. Roll it and see what happens. See if we can do paving. I watched them. I know what they did.
Well, we know it.
It's a lot of work, but it's not rocket science.
True.
But anyway, so what would we like to do on the purchase of a tractor or motor grader?
I agree with Jean. I think we need to go to 25.
I think what we should do is approve the 25 and see if we can get a grader.
And hope we can get it lower.
But
we have to be realistic.
Yeah.
Our 15,000 was not realistic. We tried.
Well, it wasn't too far off, but the price of equipment is going up because demand's still going up.
The longer we wait, the...
Do we want to set maybe $30,000? That doesn't mean we have to spend that.
Right.
But that would be a bigger cushion.
That's right. That's true, too.
That'd be the maximum.
Well, then I make a motion, we set a budget at 30.
I'll second it. I think that's... Yeah, I think we need to go to 30.
I think you're right.
We don't have to spend that much, but we need to have it available. And now we do have enough that we can make it available.
Okay, so up to $30,000. Do we want to pick a specific one and come back to the board, or does the board just want to approve for me or somebody else to go find one and...
I don't think we're knowledgeable in there.
Yeah, I agree.
I wouldn't know what I was looking at.
I'd worry about it whether it's pretty or not.
Who started that?
I think Rita.
The problem is there's not enough time to really go through and check a tractor out thoroughly. You kind of just have to... You look it over and you look and see what kind of condition it's in, and you have to make your best guess.
Does it start and stop?
Could you take somebody with you, like Marcus?
I've been working on this stuff for years. I don't have a problem with that. The problem is, to really check it out, you'd want to go and get a little bit of oil out of every gearbox and have oil analysis done and all that, because then that tells you what kind of condition they're in. But that costs... You'd spend $1,000 in oil analysis, plus you'd spend a couple of days doing all that, and it's... So there's never time to do that.
At least we need to have it driven a short distance, make sure it...
Yeah, you just go up there and make sure everything functions and it all operates.
I think you can change the oil, can't you?
Well, it's not that. Oil analysis, what you can find out is if you've got a bad bearing, things like that. You can tell what's in the oil, what's... Exactly, so you can tell what's going wrong with it. But
that's not something that we can take the time to do.
And typically, I've had pretty good luck with equipment. I haven't had too many things that didn't work. So...
All right. I make a motion that we appoint Randy.
Right.
Second. He doesn't have enough to do,
no,
so...
No, he doesn't. He's bored all the time.
Yeah. I get a call every day that he doesn't have anything to do.
Yeah,
I've been trying to find time to call and see if I could get up there and take a look at this, but I just haven't had a chance.
I'll look at it, but I'll just say, oh, it's pretty.
Me too. It looks nice.
Boy, she's got big tires.
But maybe towards the end of this week, I've got to...
It's all right.
If our tank comes in for the water district in Bakersfield, I've got to go pick that up. So it's halfway to Goshen, so maybe I can make the trip up there.
We've got two things at one
right.
time.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
That would be so good if we could get that done.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the good thing about it, too, is we put the stickers on it that say it's Mountain Valley Association, and then everybody can see that we've done something.
Right.
We're trying to get roads done.
Money's going.
Exactly. And they actually have something for it.
That's right.
Instead of the roads graded, next year we've got to grade them again.
Yeah, right.
At least here.
Yeah, instead of a street that's not right before, it's not a right.
Yeah. We actually have something. We're actually accumulating. Yeah. All right. Well, that gets us to discussion and possible action approving budget, annual policy statement, related documents. They're not all done, naturally. I did do a kind of preliminary budget for everybody to look at and see what we think. Hopefully it's in one of these stacks of junk.
What are you looking for?
Budget. Where did it go? Oh, I didn't pass them out. No, I did too. They should be there. You should have one that looks like that.
Profit and loss.
Yeah, profit and loss budget overview.
Yeah.
Yep. And all this is what QuickBooks puts out based on your expenses last year. So it just copies all those expenses over, and that's the new budget.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff that we probably would want to adjust in here. I mean, it anticipates that everybody's going to pay their bills, which we know doesn't happen.
Return check charge. Did we have a return check?
We must have.
Bad check?
No.
$20 they've got.
Last year we must have had. Yeah, we did have one that bounced. He replaced it, but we had a bounced check.
One bounced.
Hmm? There was one.
We've never had a big enough one to make it bounce.
I don't remember you ever...
No. That's the charge that we charged.
Oh, okay.
For a bounced check.
Somebody that paid.
Oh, okay.
See, that's why it's in here as income. It's a $20 charge we collected. Somebody bounced
okay.
a check.
I was okay.
And we charged them a $20 bounced check fee.
It should have been $25 because that's what we've been charging.
There was a bounced check almost twice.
Yeah, but he hasn't paid, so.
Yeah, but his.
It wouldn't be income because he didn't pay it.
It's still income if we build it. That's the difference. We're on a accrual basis.
Oh,
it's income if we bill it.
It's income, yeah.
It's income if we bill it.
Even if we don't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because he bounced one twice, so that would have been a $50.
So we only put it. We only billed it the one time. If he hasn't paid it, it doesn't really matter. But
he bounced it twice.
Nice. Contract services, I'm assuming that was because last year we had management trust to do the election. That's probably where most of that went.
Yeah, that was.
I would suggest we leave it in there anyway because, you know, we may need some outside services. So I would leave that in the budget.
Okay.
Facilities and equipment. Dirt roads, maintenance, and repair, we only spent last year $1,600, where this year we've already spent $6,800, and then some. That really wasn't dirt roads, though. That would have been under roads, maintenance, repair.
Just plain roads.
But, so I would say that budget category, the entire thing, needs to be closer to $10,000 for road maintenance. In general, you know, signs, small tools, all that stuff that falls under that category should equal out to around 10,000. What I would do is just put an extra...
Well, that'd be the cap.
I would just raise the dirt roads and the regular roads to 5,000 each. Yeah, we're just trying to anticipate what we're going to spend.
The cap,
You know, if we do buy a grader, well, we're going to be spending money on fuel and things like that for the grader to do road maintenance. So it's got to come from somewhere.
Where are we going to keep the fuel?
Well, that's going to be a fun thing that we'll have to deal with. Probably going to have to get a 55-gallon drum and a hand pump to start with. But that's one of our next things is we're going to need a pickup truck or something to do our road maintenance with. And then we need to put a fuel tank in the back of it so that you can drive it to town and fill it up and bring the fuel out here and put it in the tractor.
As soon as I get my truck back.
I haven't had time to work on it.
Well, no, I figured that, but it's still on the table.
Yep. Yeah, it's still definitely a possibility, and I think it would do well for the association, but someday I'll have time to fix it.
What is that?
A pickup truck. Oh.
Yeah, it was like a 2000 or something Ford. With a utility bed on the back of it.
Oh, okay.
That I got at the auction for like $750.
Wow.
But it had a spark plug blown out, so I'm have to fix all those and get it tuned up and get it running so I can get it smogged. And then we'll see where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping I won't have but about 12 or so hundred into it, and it should be a pretty good truck for that. But anyway, I think that we ought to raise those categories to cover us, and that'll get us a little closer, and it'll bring us down to where we only have about 4,000 in net income if everybody paid their bills.
Yeah.
I don't really see anything else in here that.
Well, the road signs. I noticed you have a.
Yeah, road signs are in there. There's not a whole lot there. We could actually throw a little bit more at those, too, just to give us... Well, actually, there's 968, but that doesn't go very far when it comes to signs.
Yeah, that's, well, signs and posts and...
Yeah,
and
it's about two stop signs.
And, yeah. I don't know. That's one of the things that Bill wanted to talk about that I was going to bring up. I don't know if I should bring it up now.
Well, we could increase that by about another 2,000 to give us some extra there.
Because he wants to get those in, and that's the small product. That's
that was my next question. Have we ordered them so in case it rains, we can get out there and dig?
Yeah. The reason they haven't been ordered, Randy had found someplace that gets less than what I was getting.
So that would bring us, if we raised that one by 2,000 and raised dirt roads and paved roads by 5 each, that'll bring us down to a net income of $2,500 for the year. So that's getting pretty thin, but that's where it should be.
I'm sorry, road signs to what?
Add 2,000 to it.
We need to get those up, and we also the dust signs. How many dust signs do we need per road? Just one on each end?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I think one on each end should be enough. No one's going to look at them anyway, but we need to get them up.
That kind of brings me to this stupid spreadsheet too, because this is where I kind of calculated out what we should be spending every year in a perfect world.
I'm not going back. I'm looking for 19.
Miscellaneous signs. I only had $1,000 earmarked for the year after next, for 2021. So it really doesn't affect our budget any in here because it's never been budgeted to spend anything on signs. Because when I did this, I assumed we had all that we needed at the time, which we don't.
I must not understand what you're putting here. It says replacement signs, $1?
That's not going to get a very big sign, is it?
I guess I don't understand this yet. Excuse me.
Which line are you looking at?
I'm down here. I don't go back to your...
Oh, replacement cost under unpaved roads?
I'm looking at unpaved roads because that's mainly where the signs need to go. The other ones all have them. It's the replacement cost each. It says quantity.
$50 each.
What do you see?
Where are you looking at?
Under signs. It depends on the sign.
Down near the bottom. Unpaved roads.
Yeah. Okay, you got stop signs. You need 31 of them. Apparently you counted them out.
No, I kind of guesstimated when I did this.
Well, Bill
I guesstimated we had about 31 stop signs.
Bill and I are going out. Yeah, I was supposed to do it this week with him, but this was a hell of a issue this week.
I can tell that the number is probably on the low side. They cost more than $250 each to replace. But we had to start with something. Like I said, most of this stuff was estimates.
$250 each sign? I don't think we paid that much.
By the time you buy
a pole and a sign
that's approved, that actually meets the standards.
Yeah,
he wants a square pole. They're a little more expensive, but that they are the better poles. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to start looking at the standards, too, because we're supposed to have the ones that break away so they don't go through your windshield and all that kind of fun stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I think those would break away better than the
metal ones.
So we need to look at the standards and try and start gearing our purchases towards those standards.
Yeah, that's what he and I are supposed to do.
Just like the stop signs, they've got dimensions and everything that we're supposed to have depending on the traffic on the road and everything. So we'll have to look at that.
Well, there's not that much traffic right now.
No. But anyway, I think, like I said,
signs are enough.
We know that we need to replace some signs, so I think adding 2,000 to the budget would be reasonable. And that pretty much cleans out our income, so that's about as far as we can go anyway.
Well, I think the things we need to get started on are the stop signs. Oh, then the other thing you wanted me to bring up are the horseshoe lane. Court Lane? What do you live on? Horseshoe Lane. That area in front of Kathy's house where the ground is...
Oh, yeah.
The pavement is collapsing.
Right.
He's got three places he wants to put... they're not culverts. They're like... They are at Morgan, the cement by
Horses
Morgan.
Or... Yeah.
Yeah, it's like not a culvert, but it's smooth over. He has three places he wants to do, and he says Mayor Court's number one. It's real bad.
Yeah.
And then he wants to do that place on Horseshoe Court.
And Paint Way.
And that was number three, minus our
Paint Way. Now, one thing to keep in mind, too, is like Mayor Court, if we have a grader, that won't be bad there. Because we can go and grade it every month.
Yeah, but that you got to find somebody willing to go out every month.
Yeah, I'm just saying, a lot of these things we will be able to fix if we're grading our own
roads.
But
even if we grade it, we really need to put something there.
That one that's in Sunview? You go down in that circle there, agave there, that whatever, that hill that comes down. You have that, and then it goes out to
Yeah, Agate Court.
Oh, that's right.
Matt gets so narrow that
he didn't even bring that up.
Way. There's no room for two cars.
And Marcy has mentioned that several times.
Yes.
See, that's the thing with a grader. A lot of these things we'll be able to cure because we'll be able to do these. Right now we can't have somebody come out here with a grader and fix those because it's ridiculous to move it out here. But if it's here, it's just a matter of going out and starting it and cleaning it up.
And it's one of the places we should do.
Yeah.
I think he forgot that one too.
But yeah.
I don't know the name of the street. All I know is I go on it.
It is, yeah. We tried repainting.
Well, it's paved, yeah. Well, you know, it's paved.
Right. We tried to fix it.
You get your walk clean, you go with where, you know.
Right. We tried to fix it years ago, but we couldn't with a big
one. One thing that we have to keep in mind, if we spend money for a grader, it's going to cut into our budget for doing permanent repairs on things for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take us down to where else we have is the reserves.
I'm not worried about paintway.
Right.
We can get AmeriCorps where it's passable until we can afford to put the cement in there.
That's just it. With a grader, we'd be able to do that.
Agate and Horseshoe Court, those are the two majors, and they really need to be done.
Yeah.
I mean, soon. Mm-hmm. Well, especially if we get that, we can put off AmeriCorps and...
But we have to approve a budget for next year because it has to go out with the annual statement, and we need to look at the projected expenditures too, because this gets put into the annual statement as well. So we have to make sure that we're kind of in tune here. Now I haven't gone through. I started to go through here and start making adjustments because this is the old one from 2018, and I just changed the year to 2019, and I was just trying to go through and change everything to fit. But I mean, to start off with, you know, we had anticipated when we did this originally that by now we would be doing a seal coat on the pavement, which is impossible. We don't have $100,000.
Yeah.
So that's going to have to be that's going to have to be deferred.
That's right.
So that's going to have to be moved out. But if we buy a road grader, well, now we can start putting more into the unpaved roads. And see, like, for last year, we had $28,000 that we anticipated using, according to this. I mean, we knew we wouldn't have that kind of money, but we had $28,000 earmarked for what it would cost to grade all the roads and put down base where it needed to be. We didn't spend that. Instead, we spent $6,800 on the creek crossing.
But that was necessity too.
But again, now in 2020, if we have a grader, we're not going to spend that much to grade roads. So then in 2021, we're not going to, according to our budget, we would have $29,000 to put base down, and then we could grade it. It'll start making these numbers change.
Yeah, it will.
It's just going to take some time to build up. Yeah.
So anyway, I've got to freshen all these numbers up, but I think that if we use this same format, we should be pretty close, and we'll have to approve this at the next meeting, which will be after we've already printed them and sent them out, but... If they don't like it, shoot us. We have to have them out before the end of the month.
This month?
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
We got 2 weeks to have the annual report done.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be down here more often.
So I think what we need to do is just go ahead and approve this in concept. You know, and you know, we know that the numbers will be reasonably close.
Okay.
And the same with the budget. And that we approve the budget with those changes.
Yeah.
Approve the budget with the adjustments.
Joan and Pat,
we're ahead of you, Randy.
Okay, so we approve the budget with adjustments.
Number 8. We're only to number 8.
And we approved. That's our maintenance, what do they call it, maintenance plan? I guess we can call it maintenance plan.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
We approve the maintenance plan. Okay. The rest of the annual statement is basically the same. What I printed off is last year's with just a few minor changes so far. You can tell that there's a bunch of it highlighted. Those are the sections I have to read through yet and make adjustments to fit current laws and everything else. That's reserve summary. That's what it's called instead of maintenance plan. It's reserves.
Reserve summary, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's all in highlight there, because that was last year's. And then one thing you'll see in here is that because of the new laws, there's 2.5 pages of this stupid list of charges. It's got to be in at least 12 or 10 point type, and you know, this is the format that you have to use, because this is actually literally cut and pasted from the law.
Who made that?
And we have to this is another one of the rules that they've added. So we have to come up with a fee schedule for all these documents, because this has to be put out to our members in 2 weeks.
And
we can only charge what it costs us to do it, and we haven't done it, so how the hell do we know what it costs?
That's
but
right.
We have to come up with the numbers.
Yeah.
Some of it will be a little bit easier, because if we approve to print all this stuff, well, we'll have what it costs us to print it, and we can then add those numbers before we have this printed.
Well, we have to have it printed. We can't.
Oh, I know. This is.
No way.
We were just talking about that earlier. It's going to be about 16 reams of paper to print all this.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
16 reams. That's two. That's a box and
a
half.
Box and a half. Yeah.
Of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can't.
That's
do that.
A lot of paper.
I feel sorry for the mailman. He's got to carry it all.
I take it to the post office.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But that's how much of this stuff there is. It's ridiculous what we have to print. Now, we can summarize some of this a little bit more, but not that much.
That's right.
And we can also, in a summary, you can point out that it's available for download on our website, which it will be. Most of it already is. The majority of it, you still have to print. So it's not that much different. We might be able to save 4 or 5 pages out of all this. And I figure we're going to be close to 40 pages per member.
We're going to put them in those big envelopes.
Yeah, it's going to be close to 40 pages.
And the envelopes are going to cost us.
I know we had 20 some odd last year.
The big manila envelopes, yeah.
And last year we didn't have to send all of this stuff, but this year we've got to send the bylaws out too. So anyway, we'll have to come up with these fees. Like I said, most of this stuff, we'll get a good idea of what the fees are because of what it cost us to have them printed, and we can add that in here. We'll just use that number, and I'll just add it in. This is ridiculous. And we have to have this form available to the members. This is so if somebody sells their lot, the new owner, this has to be provided to the new owner by the seller.
Oh.
So the seller can actually request us to send all the stuff for a fee. Or the seller can keep their own and they can do it themselves.
Yeah, but they could take it off. Didn't you say it was up in the...
Mm-hmm.
Well,
is what the seller is supposed to supply to a buyer.
Oh, you're right.
Well, usually the escrow officer requests it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sending like the CCRs and the...
Right. But this is the entire list of what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
The escrow wasn't involved to ask us and that.
But this, it actually helps us too, because once we have the fees written down, well, now this is our fee schedule.
That's right.
We don't have to remember what did we charge last time.
That's right.
Here's our fee schedule until the next one we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what the charges are. But anyway, that's it been added in here. Like I said, I've got a lot of work to do on this in the next 2 weeks yet.
Well, I can find out from Yvette. I know that Bear Valley charges an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
We're not as big as Bear Valley.
We just charge the arm.
Yeah, and they're probably charging a lot more than they're allowed to by law. It's just that nobody's calling them on it.
Yeah.
Because it's specific. You can only charge what your costs are. And because they anticipate that an HOA is run by volunteers, they don't allow you to charge a whole lot for labor.
Yeah. Would it be helpful to go down to WITS and show them and then find out what one would be, and then we can multiply it?
Well, no, they'll tell us how much to print the whole stack. But that's something that I was going to bring up next. I did print samples of these two that we could have WITS print. These are ready to go, and I've already corrected the one typo where I put Mountain Valley together. If you would like to take those to WITS and ask them for a price to copy these or to produce these, tell them I can send them a PDF or a Word document that they can print them from, which comes out better than a copy.
Yeah.
But just what the cost would be, and
are we going to put a cover on it?
Yeah, I didn't have any cover stock, so I just used regular paper for the cover. But they could, we could ask them for what the cost difference is, because it's going to be more, obviously, for a cover. And plus, it adds up even more, because they've got to manually collate the cover then.
Did you put that on?
Where this, if we do them this way, it is going to be cheaper. And after printing them, actually, I don't think it's that bad. It'd be nice to have it on a heavier stock for that cover, but it's, somewhere we got to start cutting back.
Yeah, you, yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this cover?
Nothing.
What's the difference?
It does look prettier if you put it on a cover.
It does, but.
But it costs money.
What are they going to do with it?
I've got half of them in the trash.
I'll have to figure this one out, because we need to put a signature on them.
All right.
So, maybe we can do an electronic one, and I can cut and paste it. I'll see if I can do that, so that we can get one in there.
Half of those will be thrown in the trash.
And actually, we don't have to have they don't have to have a certified copy. They can, if they want to see the certified copy, we've got it. So we don't have to sign them.
So how many do I tell them we want made?
That's the question. What, you figure we've got.
175.
I know we send out 175, but that's not how many lots we have. That's how many.
We have 206 lots, but some of them have two or three lots. We need to send it to every lot?
That depends on how you want to read the law.
Oh my goodness.
Each lot is a separate membership.
Oh. Okay, now if I was, say Don.
That's ridiculous, but
Don
it is.
Say Don Rooney.
Listen, I say we don't do it.
Right.
Don Rooney has four lots.
That's right.
Right.
He would have four of these things to try and figure out what to do
right.
with.
Right.
And then all you would do is get, how come I got four of the same
right.
things?
And I think we can justify not sending it to multiple lots.
Exactly.
But that still brings us down to 175.
We have to have it available, extra ones available, in case somebody splits
exactly.
their lots and sells one of their lots.
So we might want to have
225 available?
Yeah. The thing is, I wouldn't do any extras of the rules because
they can change.
We're going to be changing. We're going to be adding more rules. This is just this year. And by the way, this has to go out every stupid year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That has to go out every year.
The bylaws.
New law.
The bylaws don't have to.
But the bylaws, if we send them out now, aren't we going to have to change those too?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Just,
I would still send them out because we just approved them. They need to get a copy of them.
Is this the size you want?
Well, we can make them smaller.
No, I'm not.
That's what I thought the consensus was. Everybody wanted a full size.
I didn't want to make them smaller. I just wondered, if I'm going to go to width, I want to know what I'm going to tell them.
Just like those.
Just like those.
Mm-hmm.
And if only,
so that's a good. That's a good reason not to bother with covers and stuff. Let's just keep it simple.
Yeah, 25 extra is too many. I think 10 extra would be enough.
Okay, so like 185. And you're probably right because, again, we're likely to make changes and these things are going to have to be tossed and we're starting over. So, yeah, so 185 is probably a good number.
I don't have a. Okay.
So at least they can give us a cost. And then, like I said, if we go forward with it, well, actually, we need to decide because we have to get it printed. We've got 2 weeks.
Well, I was going to if we could decide on it, and
I guess we just need to approve having them printed because it's not going to matter.
Yeah, because I can take them up there and just get them printed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And started.
I just go up and tell them print.
Well, I guess we should ask because if it's something astronomical, we may want to ask around. But WITS has always been reasonable.
We really don't have any place else to go. ASPS.
Right, and they're going to be about the same.
And they're going to be, I've found them to be about the same, a very thing.
Yeah.
Things that I've had printed or asked them about.
I think we just need to get them and get
them. Yeah, so we need to approve starting to get these printed, and then as I finish this other stuff, it's going to have to be printed, because like the policy statement, that's 15 pages.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Maybe we can share it.
Now, what we might want to ask WITS, though, ask them for the price to print it like this. This is 11 by 17 paper versus printing it on 8.5 by 11. Because if this, the 11 by 17 paper costs more.
Okay.
And they probably charge more for printing it because it goes on their more expensive printer.
Yeah, they have a more expensive printer for that.
So, because we may be doing these again in the near future, we may want to save a little bit of money and just do it all on 8.5 by 11 and staple it.
That's what these are, right?
Yeah, this is regular paper, just like this.
Yeah.
Like we've always done it, it's just that this comes out, this is a little nicer for people to read, but...
Well, it's kind of...
But again, we may want to save money and...
The difference is...
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because I know 11 by 17 paper costs more. Just the paper by itself costs more.
Paper by itself, and then you've got the other machine that's going to cost more.
You figure 11 by 17 is two sheets of 8.5 by 11, so it should be double the price, but it's actually more like triple the price.
Yeah, crazy.
Because they don't make it by the train load like they do 8.5 by 11.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it costs a little more, yeah. So, anyway,
that's all right.
I guess what we need is a motion to go ahead and start having it printed.
I make a motion that we have these things printed
right away.
So, right away, as soon as possible.
Awesome.
Okay. And then, like I said, let's just see what Witt says about the price. If it's a lot more to have them printed, I'd say if it's more than 50% additional to have them printed on the larger paper, yeah, we'll just have them print them on the 8.5 by 11.
And we'll call it good. Both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can she just go ahead and make the decision and get them done?
Yep, that's why I say if it's more than 50% extra to have them printed on the bigger paper, we'll just have them printed on 8.5 by 11.
It's okay. Also going to take the bigger envelopes for mailing.
We're going to have to buy a box of
8 by 11. Or whatever size we use.
Yeah, I think they're 9 by 12s.
One box?
Well, however many it takes to get 200 of them. Yeah, so we're going to have to get a... I can order those Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty good on that.
Okay, I'm going to let you take care of that.
I can order those, and I'll make sure I get them without the little clasp so we don't have to pay extra for that stupid thing. Yeah.
We did the clasp last time. That's how we got away with it. I'll let you know as soon as I get back from the store.
Yeah, and like I said, just let me know, and I can send them the files. Just have them give you the email address they want them sent to, and I can send it to them.
PDF?
I can send a PDF or Word, whichever they want.
Or Word, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All this.
Yeah, because we got to try and get this done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well,
crunch time.
I'm going to take it up if I have time today. See, that door gets pushed back a little bit further and a little bit further. It'll get up.
You waste too much time sleeping.
Yeah. I don't even do that very much.
Okay, discussion and possible action.
She doesn't sleep, she reads.
I do.
Of operational and bylaws changes needed with the passage of SB 323. And that's what I forgot to print out was SB 323.
And I didn't bring mine.
I didn't print a copy of it.
You know, I was going to, and I said, no, Randy will do it.
Yep, I forgot all about it. I was too focused on this having to be done by the end of the year, end of the month. That's my push right now.
Especially with Thanksgiving and Christmas.
323 did make some changes that we're going to have to deal with. I haven't gone through the bylaws to see what's going to need to be changed in there. I think that any of the changes that are required by law, the board can approve. We don't have to put it to the members. We just have to make the changes because it's law.
Because it's law.
Yeah. There probably isn't going to be that many bylaws changes, I don't think. The biggest change is we have to rewrite our election rules.
Right.
And that's going to take a lot of rewriting because that's one of the biggest things they changed with SB 323. Now we have to have... I think they changed it to... I think it's still 1-3. I think the 2-3 was a typo for the inspector of election. But the inspector of election now has to do a lot more of the ballot stuff. The inspector of election has to determine the members entitled to the ballots and entitled to vote. That all has to be done by the inspector of the election.
Instead of the board.
That saves a lot of work from us.
Yeah, but the current civil code says the board has to do it. The new one adds these requirements, didn't take away the other ones. So both, technically.
Well, that's crazy because
it's stupid.
If you're going to hire somebody to be an inspector, then they don't know.
And guess what? If we have the management company do the election, they can't be the inspector.
That's right.
Because they're under contract to us for other work. If they're under contract to you for any other work, they cannot be an inspector of elections.
So then
it has to be somebody that only
do it next year.
Only does that.
Because she's hired as our as an.
It has to be somebody that's only the inspector of election.
Oh my God, they're making.
She's not a full-time hire though.
No, she's not under contract to us. That's
as needed.
Right.
Okay.
So that one we can still slide in.
We can slide her in yet.
Possibly. Oh, okay. But it may be something because of the way that we have to do this that we want to change it anyway. Since the board has to go over all this stuff and determine who can vote and the inspector of election does, that we may want to write in our rules that we just form a executive committee that's two board members that can make decisions on behalf of the board for the election, and that they sit with three volunteer inspectors from our board or from our members.
Where are you going to find three voluntary members?
We can't find volunteer, let alone three.
We got 2 years though, so we may be able to do something like that, and then that way they can have a meeting, they can sit down and both can agree, here's the people that are entitled to vote, do all this work. So that the inspectors of election are involved, that way they can say that yes, they did it.
Yeah.
And the board can be involved at the same time.
Did SB 323 change the qualifications? Are we going to have to let everybody vote?
That they can change some of them. The we can still exclude the people that haven't paid.
Okay.
All right.
Now, under all the restrictions to that, because they have to be given an opportunity to pay, they have to be given
a
payment plan.
We do that.
Oh, I know.
That,
yeah. But we have to give them that opportunity at that time.
I thought
so
that it said
that will probably have to be part of our nominations when we send that out. That will also be a form that you're not entitled to vote. You know, you need to pay. You know, here's what your options are. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to come up with a whole.
Oh, golly.
Procedure.
Oh, crap. What about our convicted felons?
they used to be you couldn't let them vote. Now how come they want to let them vote?
Well, that's one of the things in SB 323 that really is throwing me for a loop. Okay, you can exclude, or actually, it says you shall exclude people that were convicted of certain crimes. Well, how do you know that? Does that mean now we have to do a background check on all of our members?
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
So that we know who can be on the board and who can't? Because it says you shall exclude. Well, how the hell do we know? We don't do background checks. I don't think we, by law, we can.
We just can't.
It's
none of your business.
So,
nobody asked me if I was a felon before I got on the
board. And at the same time, the state of California is pushing that you can't exclude felons from anything else. You can't exclude them from housing. You can't exclude them from voting. You can't exclude them you can't ask if somebody's a felon for a job.
I know.
Now they say that we have to exclude them? How's that going to work? That's a violation of their rights.
That's right.
Under state law.
Under state law.
So you've got one law telling you to violate another law. That's what I said. That's what they're saying about this SB 323. Is it's so poorly written? It's ridiculous.
I bet they're gonna have to do that.
It is just so poorly written, and that's why I'm not gonna get any panic over it, because I think there's gonna be changes to it this year.
I think so.
Because as these bigger homeowner associations that have to deal with this,
that had the lawyers with them,
let me go out.
They are going to be petitioning to change things because some of this stuff they can't comply with. They've created, and this is what our state's good for. They create laws you can't comply with, so everybody's a criminal.
Yeah.
They do that on purpose because now they have a way to go after you. Anything you do they don't like, you violated this law.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Don't,
you're right.
Just because you can't avoid violating it, that's beside the point.
Okay, so we're damned if we do and damned if we don't.
So that was the biggest takeaway I had on 323, is for us to start aligning things to match up to it. Luckily, we passed the bylaws and we've got 2 years before the next election, so it gives us time. But I think we need to watch and see how it shakes out, too, because I think there's going to be changes to it this year.
People are going to start realizing.
Somebody's going to start fussing.
Yeah. So I think there'll be some changes to it, and some of these things will get clarified.
Those large ones, the big HOAs. Yeah, a lot of them have lawyers with them.
And they don't have a choice. They've got to fix the stuff.
That's right.
And we'll benefit.
That's right.
Wow.
But yeah, there are some changes. After we get done with the annual stuff, then we can start getting into it and looking at what we can do to try and comply. So.
it's really hard when you're a small HOA to comply with the things they ask you to do.
We're not your typical HOA.
No, we aren't.
No, we're not.
We don't need more ways than that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't have a whole bunch. We just do roads.
Yeah.
We don't make sure your house is colored the right way, or you have
the right curtains in the window.
What kind of fence you can put up.
They're trying to get rid of their people that are running their HOA. They're taking the money. They're taking all the plants out and all kinds of stuff.
Wow. Mm.
And it used to be a beautiful place, and now it looks like crap.
Well, I don't think there's any action on 323 at the moment. We'll, like I said, we'll have to see how it shakes out, and at our... Probably in January, we'll have time to start looking at it and see what we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's quite a deal.
So that takes us to discussion, possible action on road repairs.
I think we just discussed those.
We pretty much discussed when we were discussing the budget, because that's where it falls, is in the budget.
Yeah. The only thing that Bill wanted me to include that we didn't already include was he wanted to know, what are we going to do about the lower part of this road that's so bad? But you know, until they get through working on that tower, because that tractor, it's split up by bobs, mm-hmm. It's really getting wide. But, you know, there's nothing we need to fix ours. And
well, I hate to say it, this road here is always going to be a problem, because the groundwater is right underneath the surface.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's going to tear it up no matter what we do to it.
I mean,
we would have to put a foot thick concrete in here to do any good.
But that's down at this end. Is that by Bob's house? Is there a river?
Really bad.
Yeah, it's a little long there.
When we trenched to put the water line in, they had to bail out the trench.
Oh,
and they only dug down about 3.5 feet. Mm. And the trench would fill in a foot deep overnight with water.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's how much water is underneath that road.
I don't know how we're going to fix that.
Yeah, so the Mars property, they've got the water there. I mean, they've got the thing that runs there. Any kind of rain, it's mm-hmm. right away.
But Sand Canyon, the road was built along the creek.
That's right.
Can I make a small comment as far as the thing that we just did over there by my house? I am so happy and pleased with the way that everybody complied with my part of the road. There's nothing disturbed, and I thought it was...
It worked out well.
It worked out good. Yeah. Thank you.
Otherwise, if Pat hadn't done it, Margie, can you imagine us having to go up and over Hackamore and up on the hill?
That was a long detour.
Some of those cars aren't going to be able to make that road, especially going home, going up Hackamore.
Wouldn't want to drive that at night.
Oh, I wouldn't want to drive it. I mean, I do drive it, but in my Jeep, I don't mm-hmm. mind.
But now all you have to do is figure out how to get FedEx and UPS and delivery people to read the signs and follow the detour.
Yeah.
Like I had to direct the FedEx guy how to go through the detour just to get back to San Canyon to come to Paint Money.
Oh, my God.
He was confused and he thought he would get lost.
I thought we had it pretty well marked.
I think he just saw the first detour ahead sign. And turned around and walked.
Didn't pay attention to go around.
Yeah, and was sitting there when I came along. Otherwise, he might have just left.
He might have been still sitting there. Well, that was kind of crazy.
I think what Bill was after mainly on the road repairs was to discuss the water crossing on Mare Court, and Horseshoe, and Paint.
Now, those are the three that he was worried about, but those we kind of covered.
Those are all still pending getting a quote from Oscar. He's supposed to be working on it.
Yeah, he wondered if Oscar had given it to you.
Survey company.
Oh, okay.
We need to put together some volunteers.
Yes. Because Kathy was asking about that.
Yeah, we need to get some volunteers together and go up there and put these. I've got three of these things that'll do the paved ones, the monument covers.
Yes, so
we just have to dig them all out, dig it all down to where the monument is, and then I can cut however deep they are, then we can cut a piece of plastic pipe to fit over them, and then those monument covers fit over that.
What size pipe are they for?
8-inch.
8-inch?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any 8-inch?
Got a whole pile of it. So
we don't know how depth.
No, we have to dig down and see what they are. And there's one that's right on the edge of the pavement, so that's the one I'd start with. That way we can get a good idea of how deep it is and everything, and
is that on
get everything ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's three of them on Horseshoe. One's right on the edge.
Right there by Fernhill.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I think there's one before that that's right on the edge of the road.
There's one by Bill's. It's not really that far over. But.
And then we have to decide the best thing to do if you want them to last a long time is pour concrete around them.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. We can also take this cold patch, though, and set them in with cold patch.
I think it's cement's just, better.
With traffic over time, it's going to push them down.
Cement's better. Cold patch is going to chip
lasts
out.
A lot longer. Yeah. But cement, you have to put in there, you have to put it about 6 inches thick. Otherwise, it'll break up. Yeah. So it takes quite a bit of cement. You make a square about so big, about 18 inches square, 20 inches square.
You know, I've got some. I used to make stepping stones, and so I have some frames.
You don't really have to frame it, because if you do it, if you break the asphalt away nice and clean,
yeah, okay.
The saw cut's the best, but we don't have one. But if you break the asphalt fairly clean, then you just fill it with concrete.
What do you call it?
But it does take mixing a bit of concrete.
What are those things that we're looking at? The
monument covers?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how much concrete we used on the last one we did, but it was several sacks. It was probably half a dozen sacks.
Really? That many?
Yeah, it adds up.
Yeah.
And is our volunteer road crew list the same with the exception of the two?
I know we removed one. Was there another one that...
I don't see why Cook is on there.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't help.
No.
So...
He's a hindrance.
Yeah, but don't we have to do one up on Fernhill? Isn't there a monument?
Well, he's not going to come out and help us.
Well, I know he won't.
He'll be out there yelling at us.
Right.
Yeah, I know he will.
We can't touch it.
I think we can get Liam and John.
No, well,
Marion,
that's what I'm saying.
It's those two.
Yeah, I would say that, yes, that would be the only
exception
thing.
Exception of those two. Okay.
Yeah, we can remove those two from the list.
Okay.
We're not going to put covers around them on Fernhill.
Not yet, because we'd have to buy more. I've only got three of them. So we'll start with the three in the pavement.
Okay.
Those are the three important
ones. I just didn't think of two of them. One is on by Fernhill, and the other one's by Bill's house. Where's the third one?
They're all three on Horseshoe. But one of them, like I said, is right on the edge of the pavement. It's barely in the pavement.
Okay, I just have to go look for it. I don't know where it is.
I just know we got cussed when we went by there.
We got our picture taken.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we got
did
our picture
flashing?
Taken.
I smiled and waved for his camera.
I didn't think about flashing.
No, but he just stand there and kept picking. And I thought, how many pictures do you need of us?
Click. Yeah.
All right. So, we'll see if we can get some volunteers and do that before the weather gets any worse.
Yeah, I'll talk to Bill about that, because I mean
the other thing we could do is just go up there and put some more cold patch over it and pound it down to smooth it out for now,
but
if the weather catches up to us and it starts snowing, we might want to do that just to
keep
the moisture out for the winter.
Weeks yet that the weather's going to be
so
this
far.
Week and next week it's going to start cooling but not freezing,
right?
So the next 2 weeks we need to get it done. I want to try and keep John and Liam involved in it,
right?
Because they're strong young men, young compared to all the rest of us.
Relatively.
Yeah, there you go.
And
I don't know if they're younger, they're just in better shape.
Well, they're probably...
Liam's younger, but John isn't.
No, he's probably in his 60s, and Liam's probably
he's
early 60s.
Age, yeah.
So, yeah, but that's young compared to the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
The rest of the crew is all older.
Yeah.
So I want to get them involved in it. And I know that Don Rooney's always willing to do that and help out. But he's getting older, too.
Yeah, he's always
he's older than I picture him as being, but I can't. Somebody told me how old he was, but he's older than we think he is.
Yeah, well, he's got more stamina than I do.
Well, yeah, he rode your bicycle.
I couldn't even make it to the mailbox
and
back.
His must be like steel.
Oh, yeah. Hard as rock.
Okay.
All right, well, that gets us to number 11. Discussion
11.
And possible action approving purchase of software for secretary, treasurer, and other association use. Couple of things that have been, QuickBooks has always been a problem because If Rita does anything in QuickBooks, then I have to go get a copy of it from her before I can do anything in QuickBooks, then I have to get that back into her computer before she can do anything in it again, because we're sharing the one copy. I looked at their online version, though, and it would work great, except doesn't include all the reports that we have to do for the financial report.
Oh, Lord.
For their $40 a month plan. Instead, you have to buy the $70 a month plan to do that.
Oh, God.
And at that point, it's not worth it.
No.
So,
because we only use it once a year.
What I'm going to look at, they do also do online hosting of the program that we currently have that's on the computer. You can actually host it online so that you can share it. I'm going to look at what they charge for that because it doesn't say anywhere, so I have to call them and see if that might be an option for us. And since they can do online hosting like that, I'm also going to look and see if it's something we could do online hosting of, if QuickBooks will work that way. What I have to do is upload a copy of our QuickBooks or a copy of a QuickBooks file to the server where our website is and see if I can actually use my computer to work from that file. If I can, then that means more than one person can work out of it over the internet. Then those changes will show up on both computers.
You have to be a good teacher.
So I've got to look at that and see if that's a possibility. The problem is out here, because most of us are on HughesNet or one of the other satellites, VPN doesn't work, so it's something that anybody could hack into because it's not protected. But what are they going to hack into with us? There's nothing there. Who cares? You know, so the risk is awful low because there's not anything they can do.
Yeah.
That's why I don't even worry too much about it with the water district, because what are they going to hack into?
Right.
You know, we're not a multi-million-dollar organization. They're not going to get nothing.
They're going to look at it. We don't have to do the roads.
Yeah, they're going to look at it and say, "Oh, this is we don't want this."
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's pretty much where I'm at with QuickBooks. So we've got to do a little more research and see what else we can do with it to try and make it work better.
We're not going to get the new QuickBooks up to date.
Not yet. We'll wait, because we're going to have to buy the 2020 version from the water district pretty soon. So that means I'll have two old copies of 2019.
That would be okay.
So
2019
we just keep passing it down.
We're at 2017 right now.
Right. Well, then the reason we are is because 2019, I still haven't changed over our QuickBooks file here to 2019, even though we use 2019, because 2019 had a big glitch in it, and it got rid of all of our payroll data when we converted it.
No.
So I had to revert it back to the 2017. Luckily, I still had a 2017 copy.
See, that's why Joan and I do everything on paper.
But, yeah, it wiped out all of our payroll data.
Oh, my God.
And after 3 days on the phone with them, they finally said, "Oh, yeah, we've had a problem with that."
Oh, really?
Well, thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah, after 3 days.
I do not like computers.
I don't know if they ever fixed it or not, because they don't tell you.
What's going to happen if we have a power outage?
Yeah. It quits.
Right.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, it's say you're entering stuff, and you didn't back it up yet.
Yeah, I mean,
some of it goes away.
It's going
to
be
QuickBooks
gone.
Is pretty good. It backs its, or it copies its, the stuff to the file all constantly. So even if you power down in the middle of it, you only lose whatever it was you were working on right then.
Well, if it's something is up here, it's going to be lost.
Yeah.
But then we still have the issue of Microsoft Office. I know right now Joan doesn't have Microsoft Office, so some of the files that I send her, she can't do anything with, and
I don't
vice
have it
versa.
Either, and I don't.
Right.
Want it.
Well, it's not that big a deal.
I don't have. You know, where it asks for a number. You have to have a number. I don't know.
Your Microsoft account number, yeah.
A PIN.
I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I never put it in there. I can get it. I just tell them no and no, and then I finally can get the picture or whatever you're sending. But sometimes I can't.
Well, Microsoft actually has a reasonable price for Office 365. It's $8.25 a month if you pay for it a year at a time.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad. And it's good. It's good for one user and up to five devices. Well, the way I look at it, Mountain Valley is the user. Regardless of who sits at the computer, right. Mountain Valley is the user, and there's only the two computers that need it, so we're fine.
That's right.
For $8.25 a month. So, okay. To me, I think that would be the direction. That way, all of our files we can share, and you'll actually be able to use the letterhead. It also gives you publisher, which if we start doing the newsletters and publisher, it's a lot easier to manipulate things.
Yeah, that is a lot easier.
Yeah. So there's some advantages. The Office 365 actually gives you some pretty good stuff. The thing I don't like about it is it updates itself constantly. Mm-hmm. So you go in there one day and this works this way, and the next day, where did it go? It's over here now instead of over here, because they change things.
Now, would everything that I have and that stupid free system I have change over? Or
you can convert it all.
Convert it?
That's what I do. When you send me something that's in that, ODT, I think is how it saves it. The first thing I do is just convert it to Microsoft Word. And it converts it usually without a glitch.
Oh, Microsoft Word I can use. It's the Office that I can't.
Well, Office includes Word. Word is an Office program.
It's one of the programs.
Word, Excel, those are Office programs.
Oh, Excel I can't.
It even gives you Access, which I've never, I need to learn, but I've never bothered. Access is a good program.
It's
a database program.
It's a database. My husband, my son tried to tell me I guess I better get my computer.
But I would recommend that we go ahead and get Office 365 so everybody can be on the same page.
Do we have to have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we purchase 365.
I got to take my computer and get them worked on then, because I won't be able to put that on there otherwise.
So if nobody's opposed, we'll get a copy of Office 365 that we can install on Joan's computer and on the laptop.
Yeah.
And then you can also use that if you want to put it on your smartphone, if you want to be able to open those kind of things.
I have a dumb phone, too.
I have Android.
Me, too.
It works on an Android.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't get out of it now.
The only thing it doesn't give us that I wish we had is their enterprise version of email. And that's because then all of our calendars and everything would all sync together. We could all see it, all that.
Yeah. I have one on paper.
I haven't spent the money to do that for the water district either, because they charge too much for it.
I like to
because it is handy. It's probably the best email program out there. But
I'll check it. I hate going to something I don't understand. I have to start learning again.
If it's easier, you'll catch on to it quicker.
Yeah.
Use those brain cells.
Yeah.
I have left.
With your phone, you can actually open up spreadsheets. You can open up Word documents. I mean, that's how I do the meter reads every month is on my phone. Because I can type it in here, and then I just come back and plug it into the computer, and it's all there.
I just play Scrabble online.
I don't have to do it twice. It comes in handy for me because I can look at all the stuff that we do. Yeah. Like all the Mountain Valley files that I have on my computer, I can look at here.
No, I don't want to get that involved.
That way, if somebody calls me and I'm out at Montclair working on a well, I can still answer them.
It is neat.
I can look it up and tell them.
It's neat, but that's more than I would need.
You can just tell them, well, I'll look it up and I'll call you back.
That's right.
Yeah.
that's my way of doing it.
Okay.
Members' requests.
Yeah. Board members' request for future agenda items. We went through it all.
God, I probably had a request, but I don't remember what it was, so forget it. I have it. I'll let you know later.
Do we want to plan to get together once all this stuff's printed to start stuffing? Mm-hmm. We don't really need to do a board meeting for that, but we can.
Yeah,
so we can just do it.
It's almost like one.
Yeah.
I'll bring a tequila and a margarita mix.
I guess what we can do is if anything comes up between now and then, we can call it a special meeting, and that way we can all get together and we can stuff envelopes and discuss whatever we need to discuss.
Do we have to call it a meeting if we're...
As long as we don't discuss business, no.
Well, we're going to be...
Yeah, we're going to be stuffing envelopes. That's not discussing business.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And my recorder won't be on.
Right. But yeah, as long as we're not discussing business, no, we can get together and do work. And that's what that is.
Okay. Yeah,
but if something does come up, though, since we'll all be getting together, we can call it a special meeting to do business if we need to.
What else
so I'll just
to
keep
go
that
in the envelope?
Mind.
Just keep it going at the time.
The 15 pages of this when I finish it.
That has
And I'm not sure what else. I've got to look through and see because there have been a few changes. They've been minor, but there's a few changes in what we have to do with the annual statement, all the garbage we have to send them.
Okay, so when you get that through,
the opt-out form we'll probably throw in there too, just to keep up with that.
Yeah.
It gives them another chance to opt out before the end.
No, the updated information sheet.
I'm just going to bring
it up. Yeah, the updates for their addresses and all that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, that's there. That's where we need to put the opt-out sheet is on the back side of it.
Yeah.
Fill this out, and if you don't want it shared, then fill this out.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know why they put that in that. Is it 223 or whatever? Is that where we got it from? That yeah. There's going to be a lot of people that don't want their information. I don't want my information spread
already. Oh, there is
already.
I've heard from a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's just too bad that they have to opt out. It should be the other way around, to opt in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it would be real simple. We just don't give out the list.
Well, you know, and a lot of people, I mean, like Jeannie the other night was asking me about the membership list. I said, no, they can't opt out of being on the membership
Actually, yes. It opts out of having their name on the membership list.
Oh, you're
but
kidding.
It didn't say name.
Yeah. It does.
Well, we
I don't think so.
I think
that,
so.
That,
we have to have
we
that.
We absolutely have
it. No, we have it.
Oh,
we don't have to give it out.
No,
if somebody requests it.
Yeah, if somebody requests
it,
it just gives them what?
We have to address, if somebody wants to send out a mailer, they have to stuff the envelope.
Tell us who they want to send it to, and then we mail
And then
it.
We put the label on with the name and address.
Right. But how are they going to know who's in the membership if...
I don't think they get the names. We just tell them that here's the list of lot numbers.
I think that's something we need to have clarified because
yeah,
we'll have to look at it again. But if I remember right, when I read it,
pull out that phone.
This is why I have it.
New guy, Daryl. He wanted to come to this meeting, and I didn't think to call him. I was going to call you and ask you.
Let's see if I can remember what civil code section that is.
He's on a halter. Oh. Anyway, he wants to buy the lot next to him.
For sure, because I was going to ask Yvette to ask her parents
he wants to buy.
I'm pretty sure
it.
They want to sell.
Yeah, but I don't know the lot number. I haven't even figured out his lot number. I know he's on halter, but I need to get his lot number. And then,
172 and 173.
Oh, is it?
Okay, Mountain Valley Civil Code.
I guess I know.
Yeah,
you
something else came up with 172. Anyway,
items.
Anyway, I'll. If you go buy that on the way home, and you see a car in the driveway, you can ask him. What he told me, he says we have steaks on all the time and barbecue, and just come in and eat.
Sure. Is he cooking lunch today?
Yeah, but he said he was interested in buying that lot, so. And I don't have a phone number. You know, what can I get at the mailbox?
Right.
Don't have any place to write it down.
I don't think we have his phone number.
I didn't know.
I don't think they include that on the.
I didn't know if we got even got his information. I told him to make sure that we had the information.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it includes name.
Well, we've always been able to pass out the names of people, because somebody wants to buy a lot such and such, you need to know.
Yeah, they've got to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not up to us. They can look it up through the county records.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
That doesn't make sense.
It would be easier just to call us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the difference is we can't give it out.
Yeah, I know.
If they call it and they ask, well, this is my lot and I want to buy this lot, we can't give them the name of the person?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. Since when?
How are we
going to get any of our revenue back if we can't sell, help them buy something?
Because names are public anyway.
Yeah, they are. That doesn't make sense.
But they're not tied to the lot. See, now we're tying it to the lot.
it's tied through public records.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I think maybe we should ask the attorney on that one, because that just makes
sense. I think if you read it, it's clear. If
not
I can find
clear to
it.
Me, I just think it's wrong.
I think it.
No, it's wrong. It's wrong, wrong, wrong.
Okay, where was the opt out?
Shoot, I didn't look it over.
It was 5-something.
Association records.
You keep an eye out for my check, or my money order, too.
I will. Check.
Membership list.
That off, so I can mail it today.
Opt out is 5220. Okay, so let's try 5220. Let's see, 5220. Civil code 5220.
I mean, if somebody comes over and says, "Hi, I'm so and so," I'm going to say, "Oh, I can't say my name."
Yeah. I'm sorry, you can't know me.
Well, that's going to be like, we don't want our people to be friendly or get to know each other.
Well, yeah, but that's if they say I'm so and so, then that's fine. You know, it just says that we can't give out the information.
I'm Rita. I'm at 153.
Yeah. A member of the association may opt out of the sharing of that member's name, property address, and mailing address by notifying the association in writing. So it's specifically that member's name, property address, mailing address.
Yep. Wow.
I don't like it. Do you care?
Well, it doesn't help us at all.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, we cannot give out a list with
ridiculous.
The names.
But a list with the names?
That just means
list.
That they have to get it somewhere other than us.
Okay, that says list.
Membership list.
Okay, so if we don't make a membership list, but they call and ask about a certain place, we can give it, because it's not a list.
You have to be careful of that, because you're getting it from the membership list, and if they've opted out, you can't divulge
I'm
the information
the
on the membership list.
No, I know that Rita's down there, and I know what property she's on, so I don't have to look at a list.
But that's where it gets sticky.
Stupid.
So basically what our membership list will be is the people that didn't opt out, it'll be their name, address, etc. Anybody that opted out, it'll be just lot number.
The opt-out list a little more specific, because I don't care if people have my name.
Yeah,
no, but it doesn't. That's not the way it's written. If you opt out, you opt out of everything. So we just simply give them a lot number, and after the lot number, should say opt out.
Oh, who's going to sue us?
The thing of it is, if you give them
Nobody
a lot
knows.
Number, you're still giving them name and address, because they can go down and pick it up.
Right.
Well, sure, they can go look it up.
That's the same thing.
But we didn't give it to them, so we're covered.
Oh, we're just saving them the trouble.
That's what the law wants, is them to have the trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, that's basically what our membership list will look like. Is that we'll have all the lot numbers. If you didn't opt out, your name, address, etc. will be there. If you did opt out, it's just going to say opt out. And then those are the ones that we have to address and send them out if they pass.
That's too much extra work. It's just ridiculous.
It's the same. It's no extra work.
It is extra work.
No, that's the way it was already. If somebody opted out, if somebody asked for a membership list because they wanted to send out a mailing to all the members, you know, for an election, then we couldn't give it to them. They have to give us the stuff already stuffed and stamped, and we put the label on it.
Like when Carl used to ask for the list several times, so he could send out his nasty little letters. We had to give them the list.
Except that we were supposed to take off all the ones that said opt out.
Well, we didn't have any opt out at that point.
There was only one opt out.
Yeah.
It was the Corbings.
And then what they're supposed to do at that point is he's supposed to bring us that envelope already stuffed with the stamp on it, and then we put the label on it.
And sealed. I don't want to know what he said.
Got it.
And sealed.
Yeah. So we'll have a lot more of them to do if somebody wants to send out mailings from now on. That's all.
Well, we haven't had any. I mean,
not in all these years, but now this is a new law, and of course, we'll get lots of them.
Yeah, no sending out mailings.
We don't have any. We shouldn't have any until the next election. That's 2 years away. Maybe it'll change by then.
Yeah. I hope so.
Okay. Anything for the next agenda?
Are we going to be meeting on the 14th?
Is that when it is?
Says next meeting is the 14th.
Okay.
It's in the middle of the month, it shouldn't be a problem.
Were we gonna set a date to meet the stuff?
Well, as soon as they're printed.
Can we just call or?
It's probably gonna be close to 2 weeks, because I've gotta finish the other one and we've gotta have it printed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it might be after the Water District meeting in 2 weeks on Saturday.
That would be fine.
We'll all be here. Maybe we'll have some other volunteers to stay. Of course, that's Saturday after Thanksgiving.
We don't know if.
That's another issue we'll bring up here as soon as we're done with this meeting. It's actually business for the Water District, but not really. So we can. It is one of the allowed discussions that board members can have without it being a Brown Act violation.
Right, we're together, and so.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes. Second.
Third.
Fourth.
Anybody opposed? I didn't think so. All right.